Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What do you think about Saturday, this Syracuse game? If the Canes win, they go to the ACC championship game. If they don't win, it's going to be slim pickings. Solana and I were trying to figure out earlier, if they don't win Saturday, is there any chance that they make the college football playoffs, or that's out the window?
There's always the chance, but I don't like the odds. I think that if Miami rolled into this game and was undefeated and then lost to a would-be 9-3 Syracuse at home with that quarterback and how they've done, and they would have still gone and won the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship, I think it would fare far better than there's no two losses. It's going to be difficult. And I don't think they go to the championship game if they lose this game. I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure on that, so I don't want to speak on it. But I don't. Yeah, you got to win this game. Yeah. You got to win the game. That's what it is.
Do you think they will? And what would scare you that would, cause a hurdle and cause them to lose on Saturday?
I do think they're going to win. I feel comfortable going into the game. I think it will be a full, it could be a full 60-minute deal. My number one concern every single week is the turnover. And if you give this offense, meaning Syracuse's offense, two or three more possessions than they should normally have, then you're going to probably create some problems for yourself. I think this team, based on what I saw last week's preparation, this week's preparation, they are preparing differently than they were leading up to Georgia Tech. Since that loss, they're more intent. They're far more serious. I think they realize that they can get their butt beat if they don't play the way that they have to play. And I think it was it matured this team and their focus for what's ahead. I mean, the 1-0 mentality is correct, because you go 1-0 this weekend, you are in the ACC championship game for Miami for only the second time, period, and you have yet to win it. So, you get to that deal. That's really, at the end of the day, for any football team in the Atlantic Coast Conference, your goal is to first get to the ACC championship game and then win it. And that's what Miami's got to do.
And I imagine there's no pretending by Mario or Cam this week that, hey, this is just another game. Like, they know this one is really for everything.
I'm down there quite a bit, and I was to watch Coach Cristobal this week, And to watch, I think it's important to watch the entire group of his leadership council and a lot of those guys, the seniors, and how they are handling the week and the opportunity. And they are dead serious. And the practice showed it. The meeting showed it. The focus on every detail and how the players are absorbing it. Everybody started it finally getting into, yes, it's playoff time now in college football. And does that mean you're going to win? No, it doesn't mean you're going to win, but it means you're preparing to win this football game. And I see that.